Soon, you will arrive at Blarney Castle, one of the most visited destinations in all of Ireland. It seems that everyone wants to stop by and kiss the Blarney Stone. So, to make the most of your visit, here are some suggestions and a little historical background. Blarney Castle was originally a wooden fort built around 1200 AD. What you see today, the stone castle was built in the mid-1400s. It's in sort of a state of partial ruin, but there's many parts of the castle where you can explore. There are several fables surrounding the origin of the Blarney Stone. One of them is that Cormac McCarthy, the castle's owner, was involved in a lawsuit. He asked the Irish goddess Cloyda for assistance to ensure his win. She told him to kiss the first stone he found in the morning on his way to court. When he pleaded his case, he was able to persuade the court with such flattery and charm that he won the case. McCarthy then used the stone in the parapet of his castle. Another legend of the Blarney Stone stems from Cormac McCarthy visiting Queen Elizabeth. McCarthy gave Queen Elizabeth a loyal oath without actually giving in, and she proclaimed that he was giving her a lot of Blarney. The Blarney Stone supposedly gives the kisser the gift of Blarney, or the ability to speak so eloquently that even a lie sounds like the truth. You may or may not want to climb the castle to kiss the Blarney Stone. When you arrive on the property, you'll go through the entrance gate and wind your way down. You'll see the castle in the background, the tower of the castle in the background. So wind your way down there. Go ahead and get in line, and you have to go up three or four stories of winding staircases. And then you'll queue up there, and there'll be two gentlemen there to kind of assist you to lay down on your back and slide out a little bit beyond the castle walls, reach up, kiss the Blarney Stone, and then slide back in. Don't worry, it's not going to be dangerous or anything because the gentlemen are there to help you. They do it every day. They'll also get a photo of you doing it, which you can buy down at the bottom. But anyway, that's what it takes to kiss the Blarney Stone. Sometimes there's a big line that's going up the stairs, so you'll be able to tell when you walk up to the entrance door if there's a line there and determine if you want to wait in that line or not. Once you finish at Blarney Castle, you'll exit the property and cross the little stream and come into the parking lot of the Blarney Woolen Mills. This is the place where you'll meet your guide and your transportation. At the Blarney Woolen Mills, you'll find a nice restaurant and a cafe, public restrooms, and plenty of shopping. This place is loaded with Irish souvenirs, handmade crafts, and authentic Irish clothing. Now, get out there and kiss that Blarney Stone. Your adventure starts right here with David McGuffin's Exploring Europe.